So, Patrick, what are you protesting today?
Today, we're down in Sheerness at a huge car park where Volkswagen store a number of their vehicles for sale in the UK, throw ships land from Germany. We're part of a Greenpeace action. Today, we're campaigning against Volkswagen and their use of diesel engines, which we feel are responsible, or scientific research has shown, are hugely responsible for the air pollution crisis occurring throughout the UK at the moment.
So what are you obviously hoping, like you say, this will achieve?
We think they should follow the lead of other big car manufacturers like Volvo, who have committed to 100% electrical vehicle production by 2019. This is what we really want them to do. So it's really to pressurise them into making a step, taking a serious step towards ditching diesel entirely from their engine technology and embracing 100% electric technology like other car manufacturers.
Sure. So what's happened so far today?
A group of about 40 activists are based in a car park where the cars are stored after leaving the ships that come in from Germany. We're here, we're confiscating keys from the cars, only the diesel cars, because these are the most damaging ones and these are the ones we're trying to highlight. We're confiscating the keys and we're putting attaching messages to the keys, outlining messages from members of the public, outlining their, you know, the issues and the concerns they have with Volkswagen's policy of maintaining their diesel technology. So then we're then putting these stickers on the bonnets and a matching sticker on the keys, and the keys are being confiscated and gathered on big lighting posts dotted around the car park. And on top of these lighting posts, you'll see big flags draped down with a face of Seffi, our mascot for the day, and some of the Greenpeace climbing team are on top of the lighting posts with all the keys. On top of this, Greenpeace boat team have been heavily involved in the action today. They've actually intercepted a big shipment. They're stopping the unloading of this ship and want Volkswagen to send it back to Germany and to send a message basically to the CEO, the directors of Volkswagen, that you know, the public are serious about this public health crisis. They want serious action to be taken, and it can only really be done by people in positions of power.
So have you had any friction with any of the staff at all yet?
Not at all. We've interacted with the security staff here, obviously, with all Greenpeace actions. You know, everything's very placid. It's in the name, Greenpeace. We've just explained this is a peaceful action. We don't want to damage any property. We don't want to upset anyone. So no, they've, once you explain our motives and the campaign and just go about it in a friendly manner, people are very understanding and, you know, are letting us get on with our campaign today and our action. What we really want is for them to just embrace the kind of watershed moment that's occurring in the car industry at the moment and commit to 100% electric vehicles and ditch diesel entirely. So that's our aim today. That's the goal, and you know, we really hope to make a difference and to inform the public about this issue and to help people's health in the process.